Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 128.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, here we are. My name is Brendan Lowe. Welcome. I'm the host as always. And in this particular podcast, this is going to be episode number 128. I'm going to be speaking to all the iTunes listeners out there right now. So we are switching up the way we are doing the podcast. And this has come about from a lot of different things. So if you are an iTunes listener or you enjoy listening to the podcast, the Jazz Piano School Podcast, I know a lot of people write in and they say, Brendan, I listen in the car, I listen at the gym or wherever. I mean, I do the same thing. I have so many podcasts I listen to. I listen at the gym, in the car, on walks, wherever, like, you know, when I'm traveling, stuff like that. And obviously, during those times, we have more time to listen. We have more time to listen. We have more time to hear the person talk and stuff like that, explain the concepts, whatever, right? But other instances, like for the video we produce for the podcast, when we put the video on YouTube, the educational purposes, unfortunately, people don't go to YouTube to hear someone talk, right? They go to YouTube to learn as quickly as possible. When we have a problem, you know, and we want to fix it, like I had to fix, like remove some baseboards yesterday. I just have a problem with some stuff. And I was like, well, how do I cut the baseboard at the certain angle, right? So, you know, when I go on there, I'm searching for quick, easy answers, right? I don't want to hear this guy say, hi, my name is blah, blah, blah. And welcome to the, you know, I'm just like, just show me the answer, right? So, you know, it took a while. It took about 128 episodes, but obviously this is a long journey. You know, we're figuring out stuff as we go. And we're going to create two types of content. So the content in the podcast is going to be more for listeners. If you obviously enjoy hearing me ramble, if you like hearing updates about Jazz Piano School, what we're producing, what we're releasing, things going on in my life. Like, no, I'm not cooking yams today, but I am going to cook some salmon later. You know, some people are like, hey, man, you cooking yams? Like, no, I'm going to cook some salmon today. I'm going to cook some. I got this Instant Pot the other day. Man, this isn't going to turn into a reality show, I promise. Well, maybe it is. But I got an Instant Pot. It's absolutely fantastic. You can just throw your food in there, like for the whatever meal you want to eat. It cooks so quickly, you know. And if you're not there, if you're not home or anything like that, it'll keep it warm. It's amazing. I highly recommend it. I don't get a commission on Instant Pot. I would just recommend going to Amazon, getting one of these things, because it is a life changer. But anyway, this is what the iTunes listening podcast is going to be about. It's going to be me talking more. And obviously, I'm not going to go through these long-winded intros every single time. But if you're just looking for the video and content on this particular subject, then go to YouTube, okay? Or you can go to, go to YouTube, subscribe to YouTube. First of all, I want everyone listening to subscribe to our channel, because you're going to get all of our content. And again, we're really upping our content game. I want to give as much as possible free content to everyone, you know, around the world. And again, that's my mission, to help as many people as possible. So on Mondays, we are going to be releasing the Lick of the Week. And that's going to be done by, I'm bringing on some new content helpers. And these are going to be other amazing, amazing professional, gigging professional pianists that are going to be releasing different types of Licks of the Week. They're going to be releasing different types of podcasts. That's another thing. I'm not going to be doing all of the podcast education anymore, because I want people to, you know, get different perspective. And also, it's going to help with the delivery of the podcast as well, hearing from other people's insight. Obviously, another pianist has amazing, amazing things to share, and I want that to be on the podcast as well. So we're going to have other podcast guests releasing content. It's great. So what's going to happen again is Monday, a amazing pianist by the name of Sterling is going to be doing the Lick of the Week. So if you're looking for lick repertoire, or obviously vocab in your playing, you just need more jazz language. You know, everyone likes licks. I don't like to campaign for licks necessarily, but I'm not also they're very important as well. And I would say you can't learn jazz piano by just learning licks, but at the same time you do need them once you've reached a certain point to extend your vocab and repertoire. So again, I wouldn't there's ways to integrate them into your playing and stuff like that, but that's neither here nor there. But getting that lick of the week is going to be every single Monday. We're going to release a new podcast Wednesdays. Okay, and that will be available on YouTube. Again, these two Mondays and Wednesdays will be released on YouTube. So in order to get that directly sent to you, just subscribe to our YouTube channel and you will get those videos, free videos, sent to you with all the education and whatnot. Now, Fridays will usually be our blog. That's going to be about once to twice a month, from our writers as well that are we're releasing content to the blog post. And again, if you're more of a reader or you kind of want to just lay back on the couch, read about jazz piano, read about some cool things, look at the notation, that's probably more for you as well. So we have this strategy, this content strategy, this free content strategy to spread to all you guys, all the listeners out there, and obviously share the podcast. I'd love if you share the YouTube videos, subscribe, leave a comment on all the videos and podcasts that we're releasing. And if you are just an iTunes listener, obviously I would love for you guys to leave a rating and a review. We have amazing reviews and ratings, and thank you so much. Again, I appreciate that. So much. It again, it's just my main goal to release as much high quality education, step by step, clear quality education as possible. So again, thank you so much. But again, the YouTube channel is we're really trying to build that. We're trying to build our subscriber list. We're trying to get interaction on there, engagement. So please share, please comment. Again, ask us questions and we will respond. And again, I'll be grateful for all of the engagement and sharing that you give us. Okay, so let me see. What else? I think my mind is just kind of a little bit overwhelmed about the way we're going to be approaching things. But I guess I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of how to structure these now that we have these kind of short, quick YouTube videos. Let me premise the episode just a little bit so that I can dive right in. And again, what's going to happen here is that from a certain point on in the podcast, all the listeners, you're going to keep going, but that's exactly where the YouTube watchers are going to start, right? So all this talking that I'm doing right now, none of the YouTube viewers are going to hear any of this stuff, which is, it's pros and cons. You know, if you like to listen and check out the Jazz Piano Journey, which has been an amazing one since we first started, it's kind of a cool thing to do. And obviously listen to the new releases and things that are changing and happening in the Jazz Piano School world. So in this episode, we just released the Bill Evans specialty course, which is absolutely fantastic. This is with with a special guest, Dr. Joe Gilman, and he created his own kind of concoction of a Bill Evans arranging system method, which you can take any tune that you want and arrange for four-part harmony, five-part freestyle, and get a Bill Evans-esque sound from that. And then I actually added on to that course, including an advanced analysis and in-depth tool analysis of all the components, Bill's left-hand components, right-hand components, hands together, voicings that he would use in the course as well. And we have this extra bonus with 20 of his kind of most popular licks and lines that he loved to use. That also comes with the course. It's kind of like a bonus thing. But definitely go check that out on our website. And we released that. And so with all of this, I did all this study on Bill Evans, obviously looking deeper into the analysis of the Bill Evans playing method. And the concepts, again, that we're going to be focusing on now in the YouTube videos and in the podcast are going to be very, very tiny, like very short. You know, I've done podcasts that are like hour-long podcasts, 45 minutes. I'm condensing these podcasts down into 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes videos. And again, these are going to be on YouTube. Obviously, there's more talking in the iTunes podcast right here. But if you go onto YouTube, you subscribe to our channel, you will get these 5-minute, very, very quick, short lessons on exactly what to do, whatever the content is. So in this particular episode, number 128, I'm going to be going over the movement of extensions, right? The movement of extensions. So Bill did this a lot in his playing and it's absolutely fantastic. And it kind of just dawned on me. It was like an epiphany. And I had that. I was just like, oh my God, this can absolutely change people's playing because I didn't even realize that I did it in my playing. And I don't think a lot of people actually realize that they do it in their playing like great pianists. And then you may not realize you're not doing it in your playing as well. So I think this is going to be a really cool thing. So I think that's it. Let me see. go to YouTube. Yeah. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast128. jazzpianoschool.com/podcast128. Okay, /podcast128 to get practice exercises. We are going to be still releasing practice exercises and notation for the lick of the week and for the podcast. So it's always going to be the same if you've listened to the podcast. If you go to one of the videos or if you go to one of the URLs like jazzpianoschool.com/podcast112, right? And there's no page there, then that means there's no practice materials for that podcast. And obviously, if I don't mention it on the podcast, there's not going to be any practice materials. So, all right. Well, I've done enough intro. I know you guys are probably eager to get into this. So with that being said, here we go. Let's dive right in. All right. So what we're going to be doing and what Bill Evans did a lot was change the extensions on his voicing. So for example, if I have a G7, right? And I am, let's say I'm voicing my G7 chord with one of the amazing, left-hand setups that Bill would like to use. And again, is also in one of our mini courses called the two-hand voicing building system. We're going to use 1 and 7 and then 3 in our right hand. Okay, that's just one of the setups. And again, you can go to Jazz Piano School to check that out, one of our mini courses. But if I add, let's say, a regular rootless voicing, so many people are familiar with structure A and B or 1 and 2, whatever you call them, right? I'm going to create a sound like this. Okay, very beautiful, beautiful sound. But when we're playing tunes, or if I'm playing, through a 2-5-1, and I do this, right? That's just one set of extensions. Not to knock against these extensions, that's one set of extensions on all of the chords. But what if, right? What if we changed the extensions on the chord, like shifted them? And first of all, this sound right here, I just want to let you guys know again, because this was another big thing that came up when we just released the Bill Evans course. It came up, these natural extensions you have on here, the natural 13 and the natural 9, they produce a very, very neutral sound in a playing, right? So example, this, right? And then it's a very, very kind of neutral sound. You're not getting out of that modern jazz sound that I think a lot of people are looking for, actually. So that's just one other side point. But let's go ahead and change these extensions around, okay? So we're just going to do it on our dominant chord for now. You can do this in other areas, your minor chord, your major chord. But for now, that's all I want you to work on. Then you can start to incorporate into your other areas of chords, right? So if I go from here to here, now, I can move my extensions. I can move my extensions on my chord. So here's my 13. I can move that to flat 13 and then resolve that to my major voicing I just used. Right? So this is what it's going to sound like. Now, already you can start to hear inner voice movement, which is absolutely fantastic. And I think so many people, when they hear Bill Evans play, you hear all these different movements in inner voicings happening. Brad Meldow, Keith Jarrett. This is what's happening within the chord structure. Beautiful, beautiful harmonic movements. They're changing the harmonic texture and colors with the extensions change, right? Now, we don't just have to change one. We can change both extensions. So we can change the 13 and the 9, right? So before I was just changing the 13 down to flat 13, right? What if I did both? I can do both at the same time. Right? Isn't that just absolutely incredible? It's just, I don't know, I just love it. Right now you get this real, real kind of Bill Evans-esque sound. And this was, one of the components that's actually in the course and I loved and I picked it out to add to this podcast. So, and again, we could do a drop 2 up here. And then another drop 2. And then with the resolution of the extensions into another drop 2. And obviously Bill Evans is very, very well known for his drop 2s. So again, I could play bass note, resolution. So you hear the movement of the extensions, what creates that inner voicing. And it's like, oh, that's what you have to add into your playing to get that more modern sound. Obviously, add more extensions that do not contain natural colors, natural 13, natural 9. You need the flats, you need the sharps, right? Flat 13, sharp 9, flat 9, right? You need those. Now, let's say I play a chord like this on my G7. Now, all this is I've moved my 9 to the 1 on top, and I have my flat 13 here instead of natural 13, right? So I have my regular voicing here, okay? Going to this. That's perfectly great, too. That's a great way to voice lead into, right, if you're comping or something, or, you know, harmonizing a tune through this. But what we can do here is, again, we can change the notes. It doesn't have to be extensions either, right? If I have this 1 on top, I can move this to the flat 9 and then as well take this flat 13 and move it to the natural 13. So instead of this, I'm going to shift it to this. Right now, outside of the harmonies, it's kind of like, well, that sounds a little bit weird, Brendan, right? How is that going to work, right? But check this out, okay? Right? It creates an amazing movement of harmonies. And again, you can also flip-flop the other way. Let's say I did have a 9 on top, and I'll keep my flat 13 here in the middle. You know, I can flip-flop these extensions. So I might move the natural 9 to a flat 9 and the flat 13 to a natural 13. So it's going to be this. Right? Okay, and I can do vice versa. Let's say I started with this. So I have this. Right? I can flip-flop these. I can do flat 9 to natural 9, regular 13 to flat 13. So I can go. That's a really nice one as well. Right? This is these beautiful movements of extensions that can shift back and forth. Now, we can also add extensions after we voice something. So let's say I do this. I can actually add in the sharp 11 if I want and then resolve it. Or I can add it in as a full voicing again. So I can go. Or just single notes, whatever you want. But again, the point of the podcast lesson here is that shift your extensions around on that one chord. The entire time, you know, when I was learning, I would just play one chord. I would just play one set of extensions all the time. And then finally, like, I started doing this. I don't even know how it happened, but obviously I did. I didn't really know what I was doing until I studied that in-depth analysis on Bill Evans, shifting all these different types of extension around. Now, what I did there was an extra step. I took an extra step and combined a sus, right? A suspended 4 chord, right? For the G sus. I made it a G sus first, then resolved to one set of dominant extensions, and then changed to a different set of dominant extensions, right? Check it out. So D minor, D sus, then I'm going to resolve to the dominant with one set of extensions, and then change my set of extensions, and then resolve. Right, so by combining these different types of reharms with the sus, these reharm tools, right? I like to call them sus tool is one. Shifting my extensions is a new reharm tool. Obviously, your tritone's a tool. You can start to do that. Again, if we make a tritone out of this, I can go into a D flat and then shift these extensions, right? So I might shift into a flat 9 here, maybe a flat 13, and then resolve it. So I can go D minor. I can go G, D, shift my extensions, right? So all these different types of ways, right, we can shift our extensions around and then combine these reharm tools. And like the same principle I was using before, I can go into a sus, resolve, right? And then maybe I stay into like kind of that sus feeling, create a sus over my D flat here, right? So I create a D flat sus, resolve that into a flat 9, and then down. Now, that's getting, obviously, a lot. It's getting very complicated, but the whole point of this podcast is to shift your extensions around so you're creating that nice inner voicing movement. I haven't even talked about the left hand. That's going to give you that real modern sound, and again, Bill did this all the time, and once you start to kind of add this style and texture into your playing, it's going to absolutely just transform your playing and make it sound wonderful. So with that being said, thanks so much for listening. This is a podcast. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast128 to get the practice materials to practice shifting your extensions around. And I will see you in the next episode.